This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com. This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on The Grave Talks, part 2 of Against the Forbidden Darkness, a conversation with Michelle Lemke-Budke. With the book being, I think you said 85% is your story, and I don't want to give away all of the stories in the book, but that makes it even more interesting to read, knowing that these are actual stories. So I want to ask you about one of the stories in the book, and I hope you don't mind talking about it. Is about Alice.
Alice is my favorite, actually. So in the book, most of the people's, the names are their real names, the real people. They've, you know, because like all my family, that's their real names. My brother, you know, that's all their names. The place that this took place is actually my uncle's antique store. And I work there. I help him out when he needs help. But I had known that there was a presence in that place, and I had felt it. Actually, I felt more than one. And I had asked him, if I said, hey, would you mind if I bring the group in and we do an investigation? He goes, oh, I don't care, you know. So we went in there, and it was funny because me and my mom share an area in there where we sell things too. And this teapot was in our area, and it was a teapot that I had purchased from an auction. The night that we did the investigation, that whole area just went crazy. You know, we had some equipment in there. The equipment was going crazy. I was getting all this stuff coming to me. I could hear a woman crying, you know, and I was trying to settle things down and try to figure this out. And I found out that this lady named Alice was attached to this teapot. This teapot had been her mother's, and for some reason she had attached herself to it. But there was a story, it was kind of a sad story with her, that eventually it would come to me. She would literally come to me at night and want to speak to me, which I have that happen often. And in the story, you know, in the book, it tells like kind of what happened with her, what she dealt with. But the interesting thing was, I asked her, do you want me to remove the teapot? And she was like, no. I said, do you want it to be sold? And she said, no. So to this day, it sits down there with a not for sale sign on it. And it stays in the booth.
And it's still there.
It's still there. But Miss Alice followed me. So now Alice is with me constantly. Alice is in my home now.
So Alice is like, the teapot's fine where it is. I'm going with Michelle.
She because I helped her, you know, and I wanted her to cross, but she's, when it comes to crossing souls over as an adult spirit or soul, however you want to put it, they still have that will of whether to go or not. Okay. When it comes to children, I've crossed children over. Children are a pretty much immediate cross. When I do cross the children, this is when I bring in, especially Archangel Gabriel. He's really good at helping cross these children over. And so I call on him to come in. I want the children to go. They mm-hmm. need to go. The adults, I really can't make them. I can let them know, you know, you're going to be in a better place. There's peace. There's freedom. There's family, you know, things like that. But some of them just choose not to go. And she literally told me, I will not go until you go.
What is it you think about Alice that she would feel like that?
I think she didn't have she didn't have a good life growing up either. And the man in her life wasn't good. And I think she's never like told me this, but I don't think she had like siblings or anything. And I just feel like she's taken me like a mother figure or like a sister. But she's very protective of me. She goes everywhere with me. Every investigation. Everywhere. What's cute is she likes to play tricks on my husband.
Oh.
If he's in the kitchen, she'll flicker lights. You know, she'll make a spoon move. I mean, she does little things like that. She can be ornery when she wants to be. But she's always with me. I did have someone say to me, which was quite interesting, but I wasn't sure about it because of the fact that I knew that she was attached to the teapot and everything. But they said, do you think that she could possibly be an older version of Mary Michelle?
That's an interesting thought, isn't it? Because yes. I saw in the book you had mentioned that.
And so that's a possibility.
Because that made sense to me why Mary Michelle, when your child presents as a child, as an adult, she could present as an adult.
Right. So maybe that is what's going on. And she's just back to protect me again.
But when you say she's with you, is it something you see? Do you feel it? Smell? Or is it all of the things?
All of the things. I can see her at times. I can smell her at times. I just feel her at times. She'll touch, like she might stroke my hair, you know, or things like that. When I've been sick, a couple surgeries I've had and things like that, she's been very loving. I feel like she's right there by me. And that's like when I feel like my hair being, touched, you know, and so that's where that part comes back in. Okay, is this Mary Michelle? Is this my guardian angel?
And she feels maternal at this point. When you were young, it was more of a sibling or a friendship, a little girl. But now, you know, the way she's loving after surgery and there for you and comforting, that feels more maternal.
Yes, yes. Like the fact with my husband, the things that she does to him, I think it's because of, you know, she's playful. She really is. And my husband he's fine with what I do, but he doesn't want to have anything to do with it, if you understand what I'm saying. It's like, don't bring anything home. You know, it's things like that, you know. But I think she does it to him on purpose. I think she's just trying to get him to believe a little bit. She's very loving. I feel very comfortable with her. And the team's gotten to be like, oh, Alice is here. Because we'll be like on an investigation and we'll have our spirit box going or the SB box or something. And Alice always comes through. You always hear Alice. So, and everybody's like, oh, well, there's Alice, you know.
Do you feel like in the afterlife she was able to get away from her husband?
Yes.
And so she's found some freedom there. And that right there might be why she's like, I'm safe here.
Yeah.
And she feels safe with you, perhaps.
Yes, he definitely, that was part of the process of when I was trying to get her to cross and things like that, you know, because I kind of felt like the husband still kind of had, there was some type of attachment there with her. I'm him on her, basically. He wasn't good. He was not a good person. That's what the only thing that confuses me about the fact that she doesn't cross. That's where I come to think maybe she is Mary Michelle in a different way.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually. Do you feel like living where you do geographically, Leavenworth has a very interesting history. That area of the state during the Civil War was very affected. There's a prison. There's the military aspect. So there's and Native Americans.
Right.
You know, you think way back, you know, my great. I can't remember how many, but they were the first settlers in a county in Nebraska. So when you think about the hardship that went on with those first settlers and how, you know, things that happened on the land, Leavenworth has a very interesting history.
It has a very interesting history.
So do you find that a lot of your experiences, you know, in places you've been there in the Leavenworth area, I would imagine there's a certain amount of darkness and dark energy.
Yes. There is a lot of that because of the way the town was. Leavenworth was big. Leavenworth was very well known. Abraham Lincoln, he visited Leavenworth when he was campaigning. He stood on the steps of the old Planters Hotel and did a campaign speech. He talked about Leavenworth a lot. He loved Leavenworth. And of course, Leavenworth was, you know, anti-slavery. That's where a lot of issues happened because just right across the river, you had Missouri, Platte City, and those places that were pro-slavery. So there's a lot of conflict, you know, and having the fort sit right there along the river, not only with during the Civil War, but also with the Native Americans and things like that. But there was a lot of famous people in Leavenworth. People just don't know about Buffalo Bill, Wild Bill Hickok. You had Carrie Nation, who came here and died here. Susan B. Anthony came here and died here. There's just so much. There's so much history. It was known as a town of brothels, saloons, and hotels. A lot of murders, you know, because of the way the town was. There's just so much history people just don't know. There was a lot of wealthy people in this town. One place that we investigate as a team, but we take a lot of people through, is called the Fred Harvey House.
Which, by the way, is a fantastic house. Like, I've only seen pictures of it, but when I visit Leavenworth, you and I are going. But
I would definitely take you in there.
I love it.
It's kind of our place. You know, we kind of made it our place. It's very... From the first time we investigated to now, they've done so much. They're bringing it back to its glory. They're bringing in that era of furniture and when the Harveys owned it. You know, we know who the Harveys were. You know, Fred Harvey started the Harvey Girls. And it's an amazing story, history. The house is beautiful. The house is haunted, most definitely. But it's a great place to go into just to see it. It's amazing. The old carriage house is still there, which the carriage house they use as the museum. So it's beautiful. But there's a lot of places like that in Leavenworth people just don't know about.
I would think for you, too, with your abilities, your gift, walking through the streets of Leavenworth wouldn't be like me. Like, I would think you would sense a lot of things because I would think there's a lot of souls still there.
There's a lot. There are a lot. It would take me years to try to help almost every building I have been into downtown has something there. And a lot of it is all the buildings are connected. You know, that's how the old towns were built. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them were connected. So the spirits go from one place to the other. They just kind of go back and forth. There's a story of the Blue Lady who is, she's very well known as to haunt downtown Leavenworth. And she's kind of got a sad story. She basically, her husband had died. She had like six kids. She had to put herself to work in the not so good way back then to support her kids.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of options for women.
No, they didn't. And she literally, from that, hates men. And she picks on men horribly as being non-living a spirit. She loves women. She won't do anything to a woman. It's a sad story. I've tried to cross her, but she doesn't feel like she's good enough to cross.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
It does. It's hard. And it's hard on me. But she roams the streets.
Have you been called to different locations in the area with people having problems, like in their home or a business?
I've done private residences. I also have, I call it like my sister group to the first city. There's another one. It's called Haunt Off Solutions. It's myself and another lady that is a sound healer. And what we do is we travel all over the Kansas City area. When people call, we do clearings and cleansings of properties. And you would be shocked at how many people will contact us. So we do that. And yes, in Leavenworth, I had to do that too at private residences and businesses.
And are there times like with the Blue Lady that you know there's something there, but you're going to be stuck with it because this is not going to leave, or maybe you've figured out why they're connected to the house or the business?
Like business, do you mean like with the investigation?
Yes.
That when we investigate, that's the first thing I try to figure out. Okay, what's here? Why are they here? You know, and then I go from there on whether I'm going to be able to cross them over. What type of spirit they are, were they ever living? Is this like an entity? Is this like something that's brought on by energy? Is this a residual haunting, which you probably know what a residual haunting is. Mm-hmm. It's where we all leave an energy imprint wherever we go. So it's something that just plays over and over. If you're in a house that's over 100 years old, you know, people went up and down the steps. You might lay at night and hear people going up and down the steps, but yet it's not really haunted. It's the energy left behind.
Hmm.
That's kind of a confusing thing for people. But a big percent of hauntings, when people think their house is haunted, it's usually a residual haunting. I'm able to detect that, and I tell them, you know, this is residual. This is what's happening. It's just something you just got to let it go, ignore it. But I'm honest with people. If I feel something that's not so good in their home, I let them know. But then I work with them after that to get rid of it.
But that probably confirms it to them, because if you're there and you're picking up on it, you know they have picked up on it.
Oh, definitely. Yes. And they're very nervous. A lot of them are really nervous when they contact me, because some of them are like, oh, I don't want people to think I'm crazy. I'm like, oh, my God. Don't say that to me. I'm not going to think you're crazy at all. And I never had a case that I went to where I'm like, oh, these people are just out of their mind. You know what I mean? I think that's never happened. Well, it's always been something real.
And how can you judge them for that when your whole life has been like that? You know,
I can't really. I mean, that's like when they say that, I'm like, gosh, don't say that, because you know, I could go on and on with stories that's happened to me growing up that people would be like, oh, you're kidding. Oh, I don't believe that, you know. But things happen. And that's why in the book, you know, like I said, 85% of that book, everything happened to me. All that happened. The part, the prison part, and what I was telling you where it actually took place, but there's a lot more to that story that happened to me. I have unfinished business at that prison, and I'm literally going back at the end of October.
Okay, so talking about me being afraid, by you saying you have unfinished business in a prison, that makes me nervous.
When I left this, the last time I was there, when I left, I had been attacked. I had been pushed down to the ground. I had been scratched. I had been oppressed. There are all kinds of things that happened to me there. I was not going to let this thing win, and I'm not going to let this thing win. And when the last time I was there, when I left, I said, okay, I'm leaving, but we're leaving as on not good terms, but you're going to keep doing what you're going to do, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. But I was basically talking to this entity like, I will be back because I will get stronger and I will come back because this thing needs to go.
Do you have any idea what it is? And is it because you are open to it? I don't know if that's the right term I want to use.
It knows what I am. It knows what I'm capable of. So it's a power struggle.
Ah, that makes sense.
Is what it is. But it's like good versus evil. But my, you know, good always wins. And I don't back down. I don't show that fear. But now it finally come to me, I have to go back. This is the year I have to go back. So I will go back and face what's going on.
And it almost feels to me that you feel drawn to go back. Like that's part of your life story, that you need to finish this.
Right. I have to finish it. I couldn't let it go.
Me, on the other hand, I'd be like, okay, that thing's behind the prison. I don't ever have to go there again. That's
but it
me.
Holds, the thing about it is it holds souls there.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
It should be gone. You know, we all make mistakes in our lives. And there's also a lot of innocent people put in prison. Mm-hmm. So there's just things you have to think about. And this thing holds things, you know, souls like that. And it needs to go. Because if not, these souls aren't going to, you know, they're going to suffer.
Well, and a lot of those souls in a prison, even if they did something horrific, they might have really come to regret it and been truly sorrful.
True. I mean, I'm a firm believer, you know, God forgives. If you ask for forgiveness for what you've done and you really mean it, God will forgive. So, you know, I'm like that too. Like I said, none of us are perfect. We've all made mistakes in our lives. Now, I'm not saying, you know, somebody that's a, you know, serial killer, a mass murderer or something like that, you know, don't deserve what they get. But it's just, there's so much out there that, you know, they just made a mistake, you know, and I don't like to see their souls being kept so they can move on.
Now, when you go back, will you go back with people like your paranormal group, maybe?
I'm going back with just a few people that I've selected.
I have got to know how this goes for you.
I will definitely let you know.
I have got to know.
I have another person. I've done a couple with Dave Schrader. He's like, oh God, you got to come back on after you go there.
100%, because everybody listening right now wants to know what's going to happen.
And I definitely will come back if you want me to.
I would love that
come
so
back
much
and tell you everything that how it went. But yeah, I did, you know, choose certain people to go with me because I know these people. One is actually my daughter, because my daughter has been
she was with you. She was with you when that happened, correct?
Yeah, she's been with me every time I've went there.
Okay.
she's an empath. So she definitely can feel things coming on. You know, she knows, like, she knew when to get me out of situations. She knew when to go, like, mom, snap out of it. You need to go outside, you know, or whatever. She's kind of that person. And the other two are just really strong people. They don't show fear whatsoever.
That's what you need.
And so that's what I need. I have a good feeling about it. I think this is going to be it. So I'll do my best. Okay.
I can't wait to hear more about that. And then in the meantime, at some point later this year, you are also doing Leavenworth Haunted History walking tours, which would be so interesting.
It's something that, you know, I see our town shrinking a little bit, which bothers me. The downtown, growing up here, you know, it's a part of my heart, and I want to do what I can do to help. And knowing the history, as I told you before, I've made it to where, you know, you've got the history and the haunting. So those people that like the history and those people like the paranormal can come together. So it's basically, it's a total walking. We walk, we go to places that I have picked, that we tell the stories of the places, any type of hauntings or spirits. Some of them are places we've actually investigated. We will tell those stories. There's a lot of surprises I don't want to give away. I really highly recommend people to do it. The Leavenworth, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, is sponsoring us. So they're helping because they want us to see that tourism get hyped up in Leavenworth. So they're kind of a sponsor for us. And we're doing it October 17th and October 18th. October 18th is our VIP night, which there's a little bit of extras that go on, things that we will be doing. But Friday night's good too. It's just, there's just a few things where we won't be doing that night. Yeah, the tickets are $50 for Friday night and $75 for Saturday night. Part of that money that we make will go to the River City Community Players. They run out of they do a lot of the plays and stuff out of the old Hollywood Theater here in Leavenworth, which now is called the Performing Arts Center, which is very important to keep that building's beautiful too. And that's on the tour. I'm really hoping it goes well, which I think so. I think there's a lot of people interested in the history of Leavenworth.
Now, I did come across a Facebook group that you have, Guiding Light, Intuitive Empath, and Spirit Guide Messenger. And that's right. A group page that you asked to join, and then Michelle will let you in. Is that a good place to get information about you and if somebody needs your assistance or would like to talk with you?
Yeah, anybody. I mean, even the First City Paranormal of Kansas group page.
Okay.
You know, all you have to do is private message me. I answer everything.
Which is how I found you.
Right. I will answer the private messages. So it can be either page. I mean, I'll answer. Or if you just private message me, I'll answer. I take everything really serious, what people ask me, you know, and I help if they need help. I've had people contact me that way, you know, wanting, you know, can you come to my home? What should I do? You know, asking me advice. And I do my best to help those. I'm so grateful. I mean, just coming from my heart to know how many members we've have on our First City Paranormal of Kansas page. We're getting ready to roll over to 8,000 members, which
is
amazing.
Yeah.
I try to keep the page interesting. You know, I talk about the different hauntings in Kansas and all over the United States because there's a lot of teams that do travel. So I just try to keep it interesting. And same way with, you know, my other page I do too. And the Haunt Off Solutions, that is another page. And that's the page for people to contact us that feel the need of needing a home cleared or cleansed, you know, they feel that that's their only option. And what we do is we go, we see what we feel. And if we feel it needs to be done, we do it immediately.
And what did you say that page was?
It's called Haunt Off Solutions.
Okay. And I can put links in the show notes so people can easily go there.
Right.
And click as well.
And also, we have a TikTok. You know, we have a TikTok page, YouTube and Instagram, and they're all under First City Paranormal of Kansas. I recommend the TikTok over all of them because I tend to have better luck with people viewing our videos. So anything, the videos that we take from our investigations and stuff, most of them are posted onto the TikTok page. I do post them on the YouTube also. If you want to subscribe to us on all of them, I would appreciate it. But yeah, you can go through and watch a lot of our investigations.
The book is Against the Forbidden Darkness. I just downloaded it on Kindle Unlimited, if you subscribe to that. But you can get the book on Amazon, as I did. Is that the best place to get the book?
Yes, you can get it on Amazon, yes.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today. What an interesting conversation.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. Feel free to ask me any questions. Private message me. Like I said, I'll get back to anyone. I just tell people not to show fear. You know, if you feel like there's anything that you are having around you or in your home, don't let it overcome you.
And that wraps up our conversation with Michelle Lemke-Budke. You can find the book, Against the Forbidden Darkness, A Medium and Her Struggle to Save Souls, on Amazon. For more information on First City Paranormal, Haunt Off Solutions, and Guiding Light Intuitive Empath and Spiritual Guide Messenger, search for them on Facebook or find links in the show notes. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, ring Try It for 3 days free, or you can also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, Grove City. Did you know the new nationwide Children's Close to Home Center is now open at 1350 Stringtown Road? Get access to urgent care, lab services, therapies, and more from the trusted experts at one of America's top 10 children's hospitals, now closer to your home than ever before. Visit nationwidechildrens.org/grovecity for information about our services and make an appointment for your child today.